Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This hour of the show brought to you by Team Hochberg. You can visit their website at 56david.com. That's 56david.com.
I love Caleb's confidence because Caleb is looking at the roster how we are looking at the roster. And the Chicago Bears roster, in my mind, at least offensively in the NFC, third at worst. I like the Eagles. I like the Niners. And then I'm looking at the Chicago Bears, and there is nobody I would take over them. I would take some teams alongside them, the Detroit Lions, but there aren't too many teams that I would take over them. And then defensively, after week 10, the Bears were number one as it pertains to total defense. So you got a top five defense. Let's not assume they'll be number one. Let's give you a more humble expectation. You got a top five defense, and then you have an offense that all of us would take very early on. And even you, if you don't know the roster, turn on your Madden video game, look who they got out there, and then you're probably going to want to play with that squad.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is Emmanuel Acho, Sam Acho's brother.
Wow.
They're both pretty good analysts, and he's taking the Bears over or with the Lions. That's quite
he's
a jump.
Taking
Mr.
the Bears
Davis.
As the third best offense in the NFC. Third best offense in the NFC, and he mentioned the Eagles and the Niners, then the Bears. Is that realistic? In Caleb Williams' first season, Caleb Williams said, why duck expectations? I'm here. And that was in response to that comment, Emmanuel Acho setting the bar pretty high. Is it realistic for the Bears to clear that in season one? I don't know.
Here's the thing. I don't know how you're a top five defense if you're turning the ball over in any way. So I think you've got to have an off. I think, you know, we always talk about complementary football. Mm-hmm. I think we haven't seen this offense yet, but on paper, it looks like the ball won't hit the ground.
Okay,
These guys will catch everything.
We just had a segment we devoted to the offensive line and its issues.
It looks
protecting
like,
the passer could be an issue. Your quarterback can help you protect the passer, though.
They averaged 22.7 points a game a year ago.
Yes.
They're going to be at 28. They're going to win games 28-17. Is that the idea?
If the Bears win by an average of 11 points per game, they're doing more than being the third best offense. They're going to the playoffs, deep in the playoffs.
But that's what he's saying.
Okay, let's go through the NFC.
If they're a top three offense, don't they have to score more points than 22.7?
Yeah, 28?
28-30.
Okay, that's a lot.
That's a ton of points.
That's a lot of points. For the sake of the exercise, before we get to the callers, real quickly, are the Bears a better offense than Dallas Cowboys? I don't know.
They signed Zeke.
They did, but that's nothing.
They got
a reunion tour.
Well,
come on,
just saying they
He's
added
washed.
A running back.
He's washed.
Man, you're mean.
No, I'm not mean. I'm realistic. Come on.
They got Dak Prescott.
I still think that's. I don't know if they're better than the Cowboys.
They got
offense.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dak and CeeDee Lamb, pretty proven guys. Offensive line, pretty good.
offensive line?
I'm not ready to go there yet. So,
okay,
Giants.
Keep going.
Giants, yes.
Well, they got Daniel Jones. They've doubled down on him.
The Bears are better than the Giants' offense. Eagles, no.
Well, I'm not even done breaking them down yet.
We got to get through the whole list.
Okay.
I mean, we're not going to be here till 11 o'clock.
They could be better than the Eagles.
Come
Hey, the Eagles lost their center.
You're crazy.
They've lost the strength of their line. They've lost their tush push.
You think the Eagles are going to take a huge step backward because they don't have Jason Kelce?
They don't have their brotherly shove.
I'm just saying
they're aging out of where they were. That's all.
They're still better than the Bears offense.
Is Jalen Hurts healthy?
They're better than the Bears offense. I've got two teams in the NFC East that are better than the Bears offense. Commanders, no.
No.
Lions. You have to say that they're better than the Bears offense right now.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that.
Packers.
It's
Packers better than the Bears offense?
Not on paper.
Jordan Love's a 4,000-yard passer. Matt LaFleur is an expert play caller.
Well, that's the problem is the play caller.
See, I'm on the fence there, okay? So I'm putting Packers ahead of the Bears right now. Vikings.
They got a really good play caller. They
Bears
got
offense,
a good head coach.
Bears offense is better than the Vikings.
They got a couple of really good weapons.
I'm saying no.
And they got Aaron Jones.
I'm saying no.
I'm not ducking. Like, I'm Caleb Williams. I'm not just ducking the Vikings.
Is the Atlanta Falcon offense better than the Bears offense?
Well, they got Kirk Cousins, and he's going to be throwing the ball, and they got a good running back, and they got
I think they might be.
Okay. I don't know.
I think they might be.
I don't know.
Panthers, no way.
Well, they've got a number one.
No.
Go ahead.
Saints, nope. They got Spencer Rattler, though.
Yeah, they got Rattler.
They got Spencer Rattler. Okay. Did you see, by the way,
they got five quarterbacks.
Teams stayed away from Spencer Rattler because of the documentary he made as a high schooler?
Yeah, that's super weird.
The reality show?
Yeah.
It was a reality show, not
it
documentary.
It was a reality show.
Had it been a documentary, maybe they would have drafted him.
They didn't like him. Okay. Apparently his personality is
Buccaneers.
Such. No.
I don't think
I
so either.
I like the Buccaneers, but no.
I don't like them that much.
I don't like them
that Arizona much. Cardinals? No.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
No, we won't.
Do you like Kyler Murray? Do you like quarterbacks that were coached by the guy at USC?
I like quarterbacks who throw the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr.
That's another thing.
It's a possibility, but those are two weapons, and they got rid of Rondale Moore. Didn't he go to the Falcons?
Yes.
Which makes me think the Falcons are better than the Bears. All right, Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are better.
Okay.
Because they got a better coach.
And they've got a proven quarterback, and they got some weapons.
Well, they got an old quarterback. They're going to need to upgrade from him in a year or two.
They've got that receiver that catches like 150 balls or whatever.
They got the running back, too.
Running back.
Yeah, he's good.
They got a young receiver, and they got another receiver.
So I think the Rams are ahead of the Bears.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
49ers? Of course.
Well, they're falling apart.
Come on.
They got that Mr. Irrelevant. He got married.
That's no way to talk about Kyle Shanahan.
No, you know.
Oh, you mean the quarterback?
I'm not talking about the stud.
Kyle Shanahan's bordering.
He's a stud.
He needs a big year.
Really?
He needs to win it all.
The guy just had an unbelievable.
He needs to win it all.
You're so mean.
Okay.
You know, it's because I said when he was a young lad, I called him a stud. Dustin got upset. And
I'm just pushing back at that.
It doesn't matter.
I'm pushing back. You've always overrated him. But I think that.
Oh, my God.
So. Seahawks is the last one. Seahawks.
So they are, of course, a better offense, but I'm overrating him. Seahawks, the brains of that organization is here now.
So there's no way they're better than the Bears offense. But I have like six or seven offenses that we named that are right now,
again,
I think better arguably than the Bears on paper.
Can we see them play? Can we wait?
You say that.
Can we wait 10 games before we declare that they're heading to the Super Bowl?
I don't know what business you think you're in, but you cannot wait until August to have an opinion on the Bears offense.
No. I agree. I can't wait for August. I agree with that.
You can't wait to see them in action.
I can't wait to see them.
Are you talking about an OTA?
I'm just saying. I mean, I want to know how many knee sprains they have, who's – Is the offensive line down again? They opened last year with Tevin Jenkins and Doug Kramer injured.
All
right,
so Dustin, mark this down. The day after, whatever day, May 9th, we think they might be scheduled release. On May 10th, when we come in here to predict the Bears' record. Mully's out because he wants to see him play first.
That is, Mully has already predicted their record. Mully's already turned the 7-10 to a 10-7, and I proudly have done that. Dustin is already declared his 12-5 team going to finish.
That was last year.
14-3.
They're definitely going to have at least 10 wins this year, okay. Minimum.
See, I can't argue with that.
I have to wait and see the order. I have to see all that.
Yeah.
I can nail it.
But you're saying 10 for sure. 15 wins?
10 for sure.
Yeah. But you went 12 when they won 7. So I'm just saying, you got to be way off.
The sign of that Yake guy, as Dave Wonsett would say, was worth another win. So if I had 11, that means now I have to have 12. I don't need Yannick. I'll take Yannick.
Yeah.
Bears win 12 games.
Yeah, they won 7.
Did not age well.
No.
Did not age well at all.
Dustin predictions rarely age well because we never bring back the correct ones, only the bad ones.
Anyway, I love the optimism that Emmanuel Acho shows in
How about
Caleb
Brandon
Williams.
Having that one at his fingertips?
He's
waiting to play it.
Brandon is just like sitting there waiting.
He's got like a special
I should not have taught him so well.
Yes.
He's got a category.
There's where the real breakdown of the whole operation went.
Cringeworthy Dustin comments. Cringeworthy Hawk comments.
He comes after me pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes. Not always.
Oh, you're sometimes. So mistreated.
I am mistreated. That is totally true. I feel like picked on.
No, you don't. Not on this show.
Oh, all the time.
You can't go around, you know, knocking people down and say you're picked on.
Who have I knocked down?
You verbally have corrected
the only person
all
that knocked down today was Pedro Grifol.
You went after Dustin pretty good at one point.
I forget why.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Habit?
Maybe. I'm mad at you too.
How can you be mad at Bono and the Edge? Let's try Jeff. Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. Hi, Jeff.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the banter. Quickly, three topics of today. Peter Scolari, Tom Hanks, had to dress like women to live in an apartment complex that was all women.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's
thank
where
you.
Bosom buddies
bosom buddies.
Bosom.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Secondly, bunting to break up a no-hitter in a competitive game that's four runs or less, okay. That'd be to be against that would be like saying if a guy had a perfect game, you had to swing at a ball so he wouldn't walk. And finally, I say NFL is going to give the Bears a home game on Thursday night to open the season against the Houston Texans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'd love that. That's a great call, Jeff.
Yeah, that would be the quarterback, you know, the C.J. Stroud, the pride of one draft versus Caleb Williams, the pride of the next draft.
Isn't the Super Bowl champion typically traditionally on the Thursday night game, though?
Yeah, everything's fouled up because the goofy Packers are playing in Brazil. They've ruined the start of the season.
So I would like that Thursday night matchup, though, with the Houston Texans.
Help me out with Brazil. What time is it in Brazil? When are they playing there? And what will that look like?
Okay, so the Packers are playing in Brazil to open the season?
Yeah. Isn't that it? Aren't
on
they
a Friday on a Friday night?
On a Friday,
they're playing the Eagles. All right,
so Kansas City plays Thursday night, and the Bears don't play them this year.
Why are they playing on a Friday night?
Yeah, it's just because they're in Brazil.
Friday night of Week 1, September 6th at Corinthians Arena.
Yes.
All right.
And they're saying that what is it about Corinthians? Like they're number one opponent wears
green and gold
green
or something.
Yes.
So the Packers,
they may be assaulted.
Come on.
They may, honestly, their uniform, the Packers are going to have to change their colors. They're going to have to dress like the Boston Red Sox would. On Patriots Day.
Those are ugly uniforms.
Yeah.
The only thing better than that was hearing Zach and Coombe describe those uniforms in a way that they both kind of were saying they were putrid without exactly saying that.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Curtis is downtown. Hi, Curtis.
How we doing, gentlemen? How we
good,
doing?
Good. We live the dream.
Fantastic. Yeah, I wish I was doing your job. You guys were talking about the O-line earlier, and the caller was talking about how, you know, he's unsure about it, but I think we need to be considering the fact of the big comparison for Caleb Williams is Patrick Mahomes' ability to navigate within the pocket. And we know Justin Fields was running into sacks. So is there possibility here that we could be seeing Caleb Williams helping the offensive line in the way that Justin Fields wasn't helping the offensive line?
Curtis, I think
I say that all as a big Justin Fields fan.
That's an excellent point, and that is with due respect to Justin Fields. But sometimes your quarterback can be an extra blocker because you can get rid of the ball quickly. You can sense pressure before right. it arrives. And that was not one of Justin Fields' strengths. He held on to the football a long period of time. We used to, you know, have the average seconds that he would take to get rid
of it.
Was
one time it was like 4 minutes as he ran for 30-something
yards.
At least.
Do
you remember
four
that
minutes,
one?
Yeah.
That it was like a whoop.
It was like the four-minute mile.
Yeah.
Yes, he was going back and forth. And, you know, quarterbacks who rely on their legs as much as Justin Fields does are going to be more willing to do that. Caleb Williams can run with the football, but I just think that the clock in his head seems to work faster. And I think he'll sense that pressure more instinctively than Justin Fields did. That's not a criticism as much as just from watching Caleb Williams play at college, he did protect himself better because he just knew when to get rid of the football.
All I know is when the draft was starting, before they even got going, they brought out a bunch of Lions players. And they all came out and they like woo-hooed into the microphone. They had nothing to say, but they were like, yeah, woo! You know, kind of like Kelce at a rally.
Eloquent, they were not.
No. But one of them was Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy, I mean, he's just standing there in his clothes, and I felt like he was going to flex and rip his whole outfit off. Like, he is so frightening looking. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, like, oh, God, that guy's going to be chasing after Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, quick, get him out of here. Like, he's a scary-looking giant of a man who plays for an opponent the Bears are going to face twice. I just don't like that thing. I don't like looking at guys that look like you can't clothe them because they're going to explode from whatever they're wearing and just start flexing on them.
Well, he's one of the best young pass rushers in the league. He's one of the best pass rushers, period, in
the
league.
Loosen up your clothes, sir.
Yeah, he looks like...
You're scaring people.
It looked like they were a little tight.
Holy
he was wearing a schmedium.
Yeah, he was wearing, yes. He's a grown-arse man.
He was.
Who apparently shops in the child
section
of the store.
Who are you trying to impress?
Well,
show some respect for the draft.
I think he was trying to send a message to me that I should be afraid.
Or maybe Caleb Williams, who was going to walk on stage shortly after he did.
In a nice suit, looking good,
yeah.
Ready to have his moment.
He did look good, didn't he?
Oh, he looked great.
We didn't really talk about his suit.
No, his suit was beautiful.
His suit was beautiful. The nice little the accent with the painted pinky nail. That was very well done.
Everything was
fashion conscious.
He was jumping off the screen like a guy in Bosom Buddies. Like Tom Hanks. That's what we heard from Mike Florio.
I did not expect to be getting a Bosom Buddies reference today from Mike Florio, but I think that...
I'm not sure I ever saw that show, but I did. I was aware that there was some element of it, and mercifully we were told it was about two guys living in an all-women's apartment, so they had a fake...
I don't recall much of that show. I was not a big Bosom Buddies watcher. I think it was on ABC. I do remember it included Tom Hanks, no but way. I wasn't necessarily an ABC sitcom guy.
Yeah, I know Tom Hanks was in it because it was his first starring role, and it's extraordinary the career he's had when he started as a sitcom star, right?
Yeah.
How many guys can you say have done that?
Sitcom stars turn movie stars?
Turn Oscar-winning movie stars.
Okay, well that's just a short list.
Didn't he win a couple Oscars?
Yeah, I think so.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, Seth is. I don't have his movie resume in front of me.
One of his kids went to Northwestern, and he and his
Colin Hanks?
He and his missus were spotted in Evanston quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They used to go to various restaurants there.
A lot of good restaurants to choose from in Evanston.
Well, they went to what's the one? It was like a Depot restaurant or something. I remember being there talking to a guy who was telling me Hanks was there the night before. And I was like, damn.
Or was it somebody dressed like Tom Hanks, dressed like Bosom Buddies?
Maybe it was someone trying to dress like his Bosom Buddies character. Maybe. I like that. Must be Hanks. I'm just saying, he's meant to be a fairly normal person for a movie star.
That's what they say. Not one of these kind of diva types who...
You know what? I think maybe Caleb Williams should call Denzel and ask him, what kind of guy is Tom Hanks? Because they know each other.
They know each other. You know what? I wouldn't be shocked if Caleb Williams were ever asked about Tom Hanks if they've met.
Right. That's not
this
a
is
reach.
Somebody who has been a celebrity in Southern California
in LA. Denzel's cell phone.
For the last 2 years. He was on his way to a meeting in West Hollywood when he got the news on Justin Fields being traded.
In West Hollywood. That's so awesome.
It was on a Saturday and he was on his way to a meeting.
He's living the dream.
Guy is living the dream.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're getting some Texas submissions. George Clooney was in Roseanne? Okay.
No, he wasn't.
I don't know.
I thought he was in the hospital show.
He was in ER. Yeah.
ER. Is that what it was? I just remember him being such a wooden actor. He always was staring at his shoes.
Robin Williams.
Oh, Mork and Mindy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nanu Nanu.
I see now you've stopped me cold.
Don't you remember Nanu Nanu?
I do remember Nanu Nanu.
Yes.
But Robin Williams was like a guy that was, you know, I mean, he was half man, half cappuccino, and he was just espresso.
I think it was half alien in that one, wasn't
but,
he?
Well, he was meant to be an alien, but okay. he was Robin Williams.
Do you remember who played Mindy? The actress?
Yes. Hold on a second. Pam Dawson.
Pam Dauber. Close.
Pam Dauber.
Yeah.
Do you know who she's married to?
No.
Okay. Pam Dauber has one of the most successful Hollywood weddings. She married Mark Harmon. Is that his
Mark
name?
Mark Harmon, the old UCLA quarterback?
Was he a UCLA quarterback at some point? And he was in like the NCIS?
NCIS.
Yes.
Oh, Mark Harmon.
They have been married for like 40 years or something.
I think I knew that. That's a good one.
Is that right, Dustin? How long have they been married? I mean, a rare Hollywood union that lasted.
Leonardo DiCaprio was in Growing Pains?
Mark and Mindy. Didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I don't remember. Oh, Growing Pains was with Kirk Cameron, I think. Was that? And Alan Thicke.
Oh, jeez.
I think Alan Thicke was in Growing Pains.
Alan Thicke's son's a pretty good singer.
I don't. Really?
Seriously.
I didn't know that.
Robin Thicke. He has a couple of good, like, you know, blue-eyed soul singer songs, and I saw him do the national anthem one time at a game, and I was like, oh, man, I got to go talk to him because I like that one song. And his wife was like a beautiful woman. Unfortunately, they did not have
Paula Patton?
Paula Patton.
Yep, there it is.
Beautiful.
37 years.
37 years, Pam.
Wow.
For Mark Harmon's okay. Marriage.
Get out of here.
Man, that's a lot for a Hollywood marriage.
Thank you.
I mean, that's really...
life is like a happy love story right now. Get out of here.
They were having a conversation on the afternoon show yesterday, which I never miss, about sitcom characters. And they mentioned George Costanza one of the top eight. They were having a draft or something like that. And they had a good discussion about other sitcom characters for comedies. And they didn't mention Norm of Cheers.
They didn't?
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That was a total omission.
Who was their number one? Who was their number one?
They were talking about having a draft, and they had Michael Scott from The Office, and they had George Costanza from Seinfeld, obviously, because he's going to be in town. You know,
yes,
that's a segue
You can join the Score in Budweiser this Thursday at Harry Carey's Tavern on Navy Pier. Great spot. For the 26th annual worldwide toast to Harry Carey and Parkinson Spiegel, will be there broadcasting live from 4 to 7, and they will be with the actor and comedian Jason Alexander. He's leading the toast at 5:30.
Yes, he is.
So that explains the conversation. Yeah. You also have a chance to register to win tickets to a future Cubs game. And the worldwide toast to Harry Carey is brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you, Dustin.
Also, George Jefferson should have been part of that conversation. Hawkeye Pierce from MASH should have been part of that conversation. Come on, Shane.
Too long ago.
Step it up.
Too long ago. Is he still around?
Alan Alda?
How old is
I think so.
What'd you do with
Carlton, too, from Fresh Prince. That's
Carlton, yes. That's a good one. That's a good submission.
I like it. 312-644-6767. We'll have to think that one through.
Bleacher Report.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti.
Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nanu, nanu.
It's funny, I talked to him before the little pre-jab. Everybody's making a big deal of the Hollywood conversation and talk. I mean, honestly, for me, it's my first time speaking about it since then. That conversation was took completely the wrong way. People, to me, just wanted clickbait and didn't even take in consideration of the whole context of the damn conversation. Because when we were talking, I forget the lady's name.
Kay Adams.
Kay Adams, yeah. When we were talking, she had brought up of the whole, like, how do you feel about Caleb Williams? If you guys do draft him and he's, like, Hollywood, and he brings out, like, how do you think the Hollywood will come into the locker room? And she kept using the word Hollywood. I don't know the dude. So I ain't never just, oh, yeah, he's Hollywood, he's this, he's that. I don't know the dude. As far as I know, Heisman winner, elite dude from Oklahoma that transferred to USC that slings the ball. I mean, that's all I know of the kid.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's Jalen Johnson. He was on yesterday with Danny and Matt, with Parkinson Spiegel, and it was excellent as always. He's one of the great score guys out there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. He had a lot to say about it being out of context, I suppose. Mm-hmm. He did say it, though.
Well, but it was out of context. Okay. It was,
the tone was still what it was.
But the fact of the matter is,
the moot point.
You know how the media can
take
things
out of
context. Oh,
I know. Well, those clickbait guys.
That's
it.
Those
notice me guys.
So, but yeah. the Hollywood stuff.
Okay. Can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building.
Yeah, you can't bring that into the building. That's not.
I could see how.
You can't come to Chicago and have a kidney-shaped swimming pool and wear sunglasses for a living.
Jalen Johnson's a great guest. You know, definitely says
he said
a lot of compelling things.
Among the many things he said, that he, you know, obviously he signed the big contract, that basically his final year, he let that contract lapse and he played the last year out, basically said they doubled the money that they were offering him.
Based on that
year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the size of the contract, and that's...
doubled the money.
It's understandable, because if you get to the point of his career, you know a lot more. There's more data points, and there's more of an investment. Well,
and
the teams
he got some takeaways.
Teams at a different stage, and he did something he hadn't done previously. Yep. He wasn't worth that money before.
Okay.
Now you can make the argument from a general manager standpoint. That's the going rate. That was the marketplace dictated. And frankly, it wasn't a question of whether you could afford him, is whether you could afford to lose him. And you really couldn't if you wanted to do everything that they're, you know, believing they can do now after an offseason, which has been as good as any team in football. And that was part of it. You know, retaining Jalen Johnson was all part of the equation.
No question.
You know, the offseason, if you will, started in earnest when they traded. Really, it started in earnest at midseason last year. Montez Sweat.
Well, that's the move.
That was the signature move, I think, of the Ryan Poles era so far.
Yes.
Well, let me stand corrected. Yep. Yeah. Obviously, the trade.
DJ Moore.
The trade was the biggest move. Montez Sweat was the one that moved that made that even more valid, because without him here, the defense doesn't do what it did down the stretch, and I don't think you feel as good about the future.
Henry is on the road. Hey, Henry.
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I heard that interview with Jalen, and I'm glad he kind of cleared that up. But you know, one thing I'm going to say is that I appreciate Montez Sweat. I appreciate DJ Moore. I appreciate Jalen Johnson, because it was a tough decision to let Justin Fields go. But they showed why he was a different maker in Chicago. And, you know, and because I'm saying, look, I think he even got in contact, I think, in some regards with Caleb and saying, hey, man, this wasn't no big thing against with you or me. But that's why I love
Did he get did they say he got in touch with Caleb Williams? Did he get in touch with Caleb Williams?
I read something on Facebook where, you know, and like you said, like you guys saying, the media says, you know, what they want to say, but it says that it's read that Justin didn't have any hard feelings or anything like that. And so I said, well, I hope that Caleb and Justin can talk, because I'm saying in the end, it's about, you know, brotherhood, and they're human beings. And I wish Caleb all the luck in the world, because it's tough to be an NFL quarterback. Thank you.
All right. That's fair. He read it on Facebook. Did they say anything about the White Sox farm system?
That's Bleacher Report.
Where does Facebook rank them?
The Facebook minor league rankings aren't out yet.
Okay.
Bleacher Report has the Sox third. By the way, enough with your mockery of Bleacher Report.
I'm mocking Bleacher Report.
I don't know why.
The general manager who referenced them. And by the way, we had a couple texters say that I was mean to the guys at Sox Machine. Not a chance. I love Sox. I'm a Sox fan. I read Sox Machine. I love those guys, Josh and Jim. And, of course, James Fegan does an incredible job, and he's with them now. Mm-hmm. I really like those guys. I listen to their podcast. I listen to James Fox and the guys at Future Sox. I mean, don't misunderstand what I was saying.
I'm not twisting anything. Protest too much.
David, you also don't like Bleacher Report, too. Remember they had that mock draft one time, and they had like Derek, I think what it was, May, number one, and you was just furious about
it. Who asked you?
Call him out.
I think you're right. To him. They had Drake May as number one. Okay, yeah. So I did.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Go. So don't.
I've tried to.
I have no problem with Bleacher Report. I thought it was weird that the White Sox general manager referred to a very high ranking, and the only one that had come out recently was the Bleacher Report ranking, which had them the third best minor league system. Just a weird thing to reference.
Unless you're trying to kind of paint things for your benefit. Speaking of minor leagues, let me get a news item in here to legitimize things, at least try to here.
Please.
So Tommy Burch from the Des Moines Register, right? He is the Iowa Cubs beat writer, and he does a terrific job. He keeps us informed.
Yep.
He is reporting on his Twitter feed, his X feed, that the Cubs are promoting Cade Horton to AAA.
Oh, that's
so Cade Horton's taking a step up to AAA.
That's your guy.
Yes, it is. And he is joining the Iowa Cubs. It's April 30th. Get out your calendars. If he is ascending to AAA by the end of April, You do wonder.
You are putting him in the major leagues.
I want to know if this means.
I think it means he's moving.
He's eventually going to spend the part of the summer in Chicago.
See, this is, you know, now we're going back to Ben Brown versus Cade Horton. Cade Horton is your guy who you had number one.
Both.
But Brown arrived when he had his first.
Well, I think Ben Brown, except for the last, things are going to happen. He did not pitch well in his last start. Okay. This is the ups and downs of a rookie season.
Thank you.
But I do think that he is capable of staying in Chicago all summer long. I think that if they're promoting Cade Horton now, it tells you something. I mean, we're going to talk to Tommy Heidevee this week. And
yes.
And I look forward to having him explain what this potentially could mean and where Cade Horton is in his development, because this is exciting news if you're a Cub fan, because the minor league system, whoever's ranking them, the Cubs are near the top. The Cubs are near the top, and that's legit.
And no one's arguing with that.
Nobody's arguing with that. Nobody's using it as a false sense of confidence.
But I think the evidence is that the Cubs are getting, they've gone through what they've gone through this season, and they seemingly can reload at will from a deep, deep group of really good minor league players.
That's a great point, because the reason they're able to absorb the losses of four starting pitchers on the injured list in
April. And say a Suzuki and Belly.
It's because they got guys like Canario and PCA. Right.
Yes.
And you look at the pitching staff, and Hayden Wesneski was really good the other night.
Excellent.
Ben Brown has come up. And you see guys, and Luke Little has had his moments. So, yes, this is what you get when you have a farm system that you can trust and helps you, deal with injuries that you don't see coming.
All right, we've got, I believe I saw Dan. So Dan's here today, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Is it Dan and Lawrence or Dan and Layla? Do you have
Dan and Lawrence is what I'm.
Dan and Lawrence.
I don't know that it's not Dan and Lawrence, so we're going Dan and Lawrence.
Reunited, and it feels so good. We'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.